Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Witnessing, Lifestyle of a Committed Christian. In this session, we'll be looking at Acts chapter 26, verses 1 through 3, sharing your personal testimony. Let's read our text, Acts 26, beginning with verse 1. Then Agrippa said to Paul, "You are permitted to speak for yourself." And so Paul stretched out his hand and answered for himself. "I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because today I shall answer for myself before you concerning all the things of which I am accused by the Jews, especially because you are expert in all customs and questions which have to do with the Jews. Therefore, I beg you to hear me patiently." You are permitted to speak for yourself. Paul got an opportunity to tell the story of coming to faith in Christ, and he took advantage of it. What is your personal testimony? What is your story? It's your conversion experience. It's the testimony of the differences he's made in your life. It speaks of why you decided to follow him. If you were raised in the church, you might not be able to remember the precise date when you were saved. But you can tell of the commitment, the experience of hearing the gospel message, and praying to put your trust in Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 8, verses 26, all the way down to verse 39. "Then they sailed to the country of the Gadarenes, which is opposite Galilee. And when he stepped out on the land, there met him a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time. And he wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, 'What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me.' For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For it had often seized him, and he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles. And he broke the bonds and was driven by the demons into the wilderness. Jesus asked him, saying, 'What is your name?' And he said, 'Legion,' because many demons had entered him. And they begged him that he would not command them to go out into the abyss. Now a herd of many swine was feeding there on the mountain. So they begged him that he would permit them to enter them. And he permitted them. And then the demons went out of the man and entered the swine. And the herd ran violently down the sleep place into the lake and drowned. When those who fed them saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what had happened and came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. They also who had seen it told them by what means he who had been demon-possessed was healed. And then the whole multitude of the surrounding region of the Gadarenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. And he got into the boat and returned. And now the man from whom the demons had departed begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, 'Return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you.' And he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things God had done for him." Focus in on verse 39. Look at that again. "Return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you." And he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. What did Jesus tell him to do? Told him to share his personal testimony. What did he do? He went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. Listen, share your conversion experience. Share your life before being saved. Acts 26, verses 4 through 11, the Apostle Paul says, "My manner of life from my youth, which was spent from the beginning among my own nation in Jerusalem, all the Jews know. They knew me from the first, if they were willing to testify, that according to the strictest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers. To this promise, our 12 tribes, earnestly serving God night and day, hope to attain. For this hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused by the Jews. Why should it be thought incredible to you that God raises the dead? Indeed, I myself thought I must do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. This I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priest, and when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. And I punished them often in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly enraged against them, I persecuted them, even to foreign cities." So share your life before being saved, then share your salvation experience. Verses 12 to 18, Paul tells it to Agrippa. The why, the when, and the where of becoming a Christian. He says in verse 12 of chapter 26, "While thus occupied, as I journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, along the road I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads.' So I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said, 'I am Jesus whom you're persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you've seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me." So, share your life before being saved. Share your salvation experience. And then share your newest blessing. Verses 19 to 23. "Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout all the region of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent, turn to God and do works befitting repentance. For these reasons the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me. Therefore, having obtained help from God, to this day I stand, witnessing both to small and great, saying no other things than those which the prophets and Moses said would come, that Jesus would suffer, that he would be the first to rise from the dead, and will proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles." I mean, my own testimony, before I was saved, my salvation experience, and then since. I grew up in a messed up family, and grew up in a messed up social environment. I got involved with alcohol at a very young age. Got involved with drugs of various types, and I threw in cigarettes as well. And my life was just a mess and getting worse. And then I went to work for a computer company. I got a promotion and they relocated me to Miami, Florida, from up near the Boston, Massachusetts area. And I was invited and eventually, reluctantly, attended a Christian festival, Jesus 81. And at the last message, on the last night, from Wednesday to Saturday night, on March 28th, 1981, I responded to an invitation to trust in Jesus. And I did. And my life was changed. I was born again. And I've been serving Jesus Christ since then. Serving in the church. For the first year I was a Christian, I rode a bus because my vehicle stopped working. I rode a bus to work and back home. I got to share. As I read through the Bible, I got many opportunities to share with people about Christ on the bus. God called me into ministry, sent me to seminary, and I've been pastor for these past 30 plus years. What's your story? What's your testimony? You think about that. You answer that, and you have a great day.